This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Of course. April 20th, everybody. Has anybody checked on Snoop Dogg today? That's all I want to know. Is Snoop Dogg okay? I mean, it's about 8:30 in the morning, but 7:30 in the morning on the West Coast. Unless he's taping Joker's Wild or whatever. That crushed velvet jacket.
I love it.
Great show.
Great show. I love it.
Listen, obviously, this is CM Tubbs, master producer. It's 420 day, and we like to have a lot of fun, but something that it's really interesting.
It is.
And it's something that, you know what, for all the conservatives out there, the people that don't want to, the future is coming, and that is the acceptance every day more and more of cannabis. And joining us on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line is Paul Flannery from SB Nation. Now, Paul covers the NBA, but he's an avid runner. And he had an article, and we're going to post it up on our Twitter page at the Sports Bosses, about Avery Collins, who is an ultra runner. An ultra runner meaning anything over 26 miles, which is a marathon, and his use of cannabis. Paul, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. Now, I read the thing, you know, fantastic job by you, and my congratulations on the article. So just tell me about putting this all together, because you know, they talk about method actors. You actually were a part of this story, right?
Yeah, well, thanks. That's very kind of you to say. So that took about a year to pull off. I contacted Avery. There have been a few pieces about Avery, and I contacted him. I found a Facebook page and DM'd him, and he responded like the next day and was like, "Yeah, come on out." And that took several months to pull off, but eventually I went out to Colorado, Steamboat Springs, where he was living at the time, and he took me on a run, a really beautiful run. And I was able to sort of, you know, hear about his life and what he does and everything else. And, you know, I mean, the hook to the story is that before we ran, we took a hit from a bowl and ran high. And so, yeah, it was something that was a little bit different, but it was a lot of fun.
I bet. I mean, and the thing that got me, the thing that stood out for me was that your description of the run, that everything sort of popped, everything was more vibrant. It's the best way I could equate it. It's like maybe the first time I ever watched a sporting event or a movie in high definition. You were running in high definition.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Yeah, and I mean, look. So we were in the Flat Tops Wilderness area, and if you've been out that way, like everything is going to pop. Okay, it's like it's gorgeous. You're running up a mountain. You're seeing, you know, in the middle of the summer, you're seeing snow caps. We ran into a moose, you know, like it's.
Now, listen, Paul. I love you, Paul. Are you sure it was a moose? Because I've seen some elephants with nightcaps in my day, but are you sure it was a moose?
Oh, yeah, no, it was a moose.
Okay,
all
right.
I'm really sure it was a moose.
Okay, I got you, man. I got you.
We didn't see any bears. But when you're out there in the woods, in the wilderness, like everything's going to look great, right? And so, yeah, but that's a part of it. You know, it wasn't a gimmick, you know, and for Avery, he does this every day. This is a part of his routine. And as I wrote in the piece, he runs 140 miles a week.
Jeez.
In the mountains, like 40,000 feet of elevation a week.
Goodness.
That's what he does. And so this is not like, you know, a couple of jokers like running around the woods, like having like a stoner movie, you know, like this is a serious part of his life. And he's also really, really good. It has changed the way I view running, I guess is a good way to put it.
Now, Paul, when you were doing that, I thought was one of the things that I thought was interesting in the article was when you asked him, like, what do you think about when you're running?
Right.
And his response was nothing.
And, yeah.
And it kind of got me thinking, because I was in the military and I would never be able to run, you know, ultra run or anything like that. But even when, like, we're told, hey, you're running 3 miles today, the first thing in my mind was like, really? 3 miles? That's what we're running today? And the fact that he says nothing, how, as a runner, I mean, you're running over 23 miles. You're thinking of nothing?
Right. I thought that was really, really interesting when he said that. And because a lot of people, when they run, people who like to run, they say, oh, you know, it helps me think and I'm able to sort of like, you know, think about my day or sort through what's going on in my family or my work or whatever, which is definitely a part of it for me, too. What Avery's talking about is that his mind is free of distractions. So what he is concentrating on is nothing but the run, which in his mind equates to nothing. I'll tell you a little story. He went out to Hawaii in January and ran the Hurt 100, which is a really devastating 100-miler over really technical terrain, 25,000 feet of elevation, hardcore stuff. At the first aid station, they told the leaders, so by the way, we're under a threat of a missile attack. Do you remember that? There was a missile attack. That was the first aid station. And so it knocked out a few of the runners mentally. They had a hard time recovering from it. And Avery's position was, there was no room for negative thoughts if I was going to win this race. And then he won the race. He also figured out that, like, you know, I can't get off this island anyway, so I might as well be doing what I love to do. So that is kind of an element. That's a mental toughness angle that I think gets a little bit lost in the shuffle in terms of being able to focus on quote-unquote nothing is really being able to focus on what it is you're doing right then and there, which is harder than it sounds like.
Talking to Paul Flannery from SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at PFlans, P-F-L-A-N-N-S. Talking about his article on running, Avery Collins, who's an ultra runner, and getting high while running as well. That's what Avery does. Now, I think another fascinating part of it is marijuana a PED? Because you described how you were running and your hip started barking, and wouldn't that help you get through the pain and by definition make it a PED?
Right. Yeah, you know, it is fascinating because there's two different elements to this. So one, I have to say, so I just ran my first ultra marathon, okay? And I didn't race, Avery doesn't race high, and I did not race high. But, you know, there was no amount of cannabis is going to stop pain like that. You know, you're going to have to deal with it. So when I initially sort of thought about this, I thought, well, yeah, you know, it's a pain reliever. But, like, you know, Advil is a pain reliever. Like, there's lots of things that are pain relievers. So what makes it performance enhancing? What I came to in reading, in writing the story and living through this process was really it's more of a mental aid than it is a physical aid. As much as it can help with some pain mitigation, and there are topical creams that are anti-inflammatories that act in that manner, it's really something that puts you into a mindset, you know, if you it locks you in. It focuses you. Now, it doesn't work do that for everybody, but it does that for some people. There's a runner named Jen Shelton, who people who ever read Born to Run might be familiar with, and she describes it as PED for that very same reason. There's a lot more research that can go into this, which makes it really fascinating. I don't know the answer to it right now. I do know that it is banned in competition. And as Avery points out, he doesn't race high and he's never failed a drug test. So, you know, it is banned in competition and those are the rules. Right. I don't know where else to go with it from there because I think you can take this into a million different places.
Absolutely. I think you make a perfect example of Advil or ibuprofen or anything like that, that it's a pain reliever and that's what this could be as well. Talk about now, as we make it more of a broader thing, ultra running, obviously, it seems, you know, a niche sport, not something that a lot of people know about. We're starting to see it more. We're starting to see the NFL accepting the use of cannabis, or at least open to the idea. We're seeing a lot of athletes, ex-athletes, John Sally, Mike Tyson, Ricky Williams, opening up farms to cultivate and sell. This is happening, my friend, isn't it? We are going to be, I mean, the acceptance of cannabis is coming every day, and I can only speak for myself, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Well, I don't either, but, you know, and I feel like it is too. I think that the big impediment is whatever happens at the federal level. And there seems to be, I think there will be a floodgate open if and when those rules ever change. But that stops a lot of people. And, you know, I cover the NBA. I know that they, you know, they don't really want to deal with this until the federal thing gets lifted because they don't want to be the ones that's out front on this. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of retired athletes and you're seeing athletes who are out of the game who have been using it for years. I'll tell you one thing that was really fascinating about this story. You would not believe the amount of people, not professional athletes, but people in general, who when I told them what I was doing with the story, said, oh, yeah, you know, I used to go out and do 50 miles on a bike or do this or do that. This is something people have done for a long time, and they just haven't really talked about it. Now we're talking about it, and so that tends to change conversation.
I I love it. That's Paul Flannery. We were going to post up his article on our Twitter page at the Sports Bosses. Great stuff, my friend. Keep it going. Now back to your day job of covering the NBA, man. I appreciate
that.
Can
I throw one thing out there, guys? Can I just throw one thing out there real quick?
Absolutely.
And so for people who read it, you know, love it, I appreciate it, whatever. But do keep in mind, like, I'm a very highly trained runner, and right. So is Avery. This is not something you want to, like, you know, as I put in the piece, like, you know, roam the woods looking for enlightenment without a guide. Because you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. So I just feel like I just want to put out that disclaimer before we move along. But I do appreciate the time, guys.
I was about to head out to the Everglades and go on a run.
No.
Oh, man, don't do that.
None of that. You know what? I've got buddies that can't even get out of a corner, so don't worry about it. Paul, thanks, man. Enjoy the weekend. When we come back, intern Rachel is here because Florida. Oh, sunny place for shady people. We'll see what Rachel's got for us next. It's the Sports Bosses on SB Nation.
Throwing shade.